Hello, and welcome to All in the Past, Unique Topics in Genealogy and History. I'm Michael Thomas, your host. I've been a genealogist over 3 decades, and have documented more than 26,000 ancestors and cousins in my personal database. I'm the U.S. genealogist for Clan Murray, a well-known Scottish clan, specializing in Scottish history and all things related to Scottish and Irish clans, with a little bit of Viking history thrown in. I frequently contribute to the clan's newsletter and will include much of what I've written about in these programs, as well as what others have written. 2 websites that will give you more information as we go along are allinthepast.net and itsallinthepast.net. These programs can be found on the blog page of allinthepast.net. You will find out more about me as the podcast progresses, but you can always contact me at allinthepastcast@gmail.com. Let's get started. The topic of this program is From the AT on, Summer 2021, Michael Thomas, F.S.A. Scott, U.S. Genealogist, The Basics of Genealogy and DNA Research, Part 1. Is it worth the time and expense to get a DNA test? You finally broke down and purchased a DNA kit. You waited long enough to get a good price for it, and then you waited patiently for the results. You finally got the results and then, you found all sorts of new cousins and other relatives. Or did you? First, know that most DNA tests, regardless of price, will get the same basic information about your heritage, primarily percentages of ethnicity. For example, I had 2 different tests and, strangely enough, they yielded similar results. But they told me I was about 60% English/Scottish/Irish, 30% German, and 10% Scandinavian. Fine, but what can you do with that? The percentages are what most people are concerned with. When someone asks, you may say, for example, I'm 40% Irish, 20% French, 35% German, and 5% everything else. How valid are they really, though? In my percentages, I sometimes question the validity of the 30% German my tests say I have. My paternal grandparents are both German and my maternal grandfather is German, so why am I not showing something like 75% German? How does my maternal grandmother? With her long line back to the Puritan Great Migration and even further back to the UK, Europe, Scandinavia, and Russia give me about twice the German percentage? I'll explain a bit of the science of DNA in a moment, but, in my case, the Germans all tended to live in cities and towns, and most of them didn't have large families like those who lived on farms were prone to have. Numerically, my German ancestors are hopelessly outnumbered by my non-German ancestors, yielding a much larger pool from which to collect and share DNA. I have to mention here that all DNA testing companies are constantly updating the DNA pools they are working with, so you can expect periodic and even more specific updates to your percentages. If your percentages only change a few points over time, the test is probably pretty accurate. If you experience a wild, unexplainable change, it might be good to try another test from a different company for comparison. If money is no object, take the test again from the same company and see what the new results show. You probably also got a list or relatives, cousins or otherwise, with similar DNA results. The list may have even included people up to the 5th or 6th generation. Not bad, right? But think how many people are 5 generations away from you, 2 parents, 4 grandparents, 8 great-grandparents, 1G, 16 great-great-grandparents, 2G, and, finally, 32 great-great-greats, 3G. Mathematically, that's 2 plus 4 plus 8 plus 16 plus 32 or 62 ancestors just in your direct line 5 generations back. How many were in your list again, and how can they help you with your genealogical research? The 62 ancestors from before isn't really the correct number for you to work with. You aren't taking into account all the brothers, sisters, aunts, uncles, cousins, and others who make up the DNA pool for each of the 62 ancestors you're seeking 5 generations back. Now you're into the hundreds of thousands. But, as the family genealogist, work with the names the DNA tester sends you to get a start. Don't get too frustrated, though, with the list you get from your test results. Many of the people on the list only took the same test you took. They are not actively researching their lineage as you are, and have nothing to share, so they aren't really of any value to your research. Others may be researching their lines but, for some reason cannot or do not want to share information. Maybe everything they have is on paper, like it used to be before the age of computers revolutionized the industry. Some may use a computer, but they don't keep an online family tree or a database they might be able to share. Are you beginning to wonder what value DNA really is? I could write a book about DNA and how much value it's been to me personally in my research, but I'll leave that for a later time. What you can do now is register your DNA online and wait for the update lists to come to you with even more people you are related to. Or not. Fall back on the tried and true methods of research. Get a blank family tree form and begin with your parents and others close to your family. Get all the names, dates, and other details, stories, photos, etc. you can. Create a file folder for each surname and put all you know about them in the folder. If you want more detail, create a folder for each family, or even each individual. Before you get to 62 ancestors, get your information online or into a database with computer software. A GetCom is a file you can create with software and share with others. It's like gold in genealogy.